Nice. I'm jumping to us our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 30th of March. Just what's going on this day in history. This day in the year 1282 marks the beginning of the Sicilian Vespers, when the people of Sicily rebelled against the rule of the French-born King Charles I, who had ruled the Kingdom of Sicily since 1266. It began at the start of Vespers, hence the name, the sunset prayer marking the beginning of the night vigil on Easter Monday, which fell on March 30th in 1282. According to popular history, the Sicilians were engaged in holiday festivities, and a group of French officials came by to join in. A French sergeant dragged a young woman from the crowd and tried to make a move on her when her husband attacked and killed him. When the other Frenchmen tried to avenge their comrade, the Sicilian crowd fell upon them, killing them all. Within 6 weeks, 3,000 French men and women had been slain by the rebels, and King Charles had lost control over Sicily. Lieutenant Louis Alino de Saint-Alohan of the French Navy made the first claim of sovereignty over Western Australia by a European power on March 30th in 1772 at Turtle Bay on Dirk Hartog Island. 1816, after arriving in Sydney as a convict charged with the crime of forgery, Francis Greenway was appointed the governor's first civil architect. He became widely known and admired for his work displayed in buildings such as St. Matthew's Church in Windsor, St. James Church here in Sydney, and the Hyde Park Barracks. The Treaty of Paris was signed on today's date in 1856, ending the Crimean War. 1867, Alaska was purchased from Russia for $7.2 million by the United States. I imagine Russia probably has some seller's remorse over that particular deal. It worked out to be about $4.19 per square kilometre for the entire American state. It's a pretty good deal, really. As part of the Vietnam War, the Easter Offensive began after North Vietnamese forces crossed into the demilitarised zone of South Vietnam on today's date in 1972. And same day in 1972, North Island's government and parliament were dissolved by the British government, and direct rule from Westminster was introduced. 1981, US President Ronald Reagan was shot in the chest outside the Washington Hilton Hotel by a man of the name of John Hinckley Jr. in an attempted assassination. Hinckley had been inspired to the act by the film Taxi Driver, wherein the main character, Travis Bickle, briefly flirts with the idea of shooting a prominent politician, and he wanted to impress Jodie Foster, who had starred in the film as a child prostitute. Reagan's injuries were fairly serious, but he did make a quick recovery, while three others were also wounded. One, James Brady, suffering brain damage and severe disabilities that would eventually take his life more than 30 years later. March 30th in 1985, Sally Ann Atkinson was elected as Brisbane's Lord Mayor, the first woman to hold the post and the first woman Lord Mayor in Australia's history. Good on you, Sally Ann. 2017, SpaceX last year conducted the first reflight of a orbital-class rocket. And just finally, today is, of course, Good Friday here in Australia, a commemoration of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ before we get into the Easter long weekend. Or just a good enough reason for a public holiday, depending on what you are into. Grab some hot cross buns, have a great weekend, whatever you're doing. Got some very famous birthdays for us as well. Vincent van Gogh was born on March 30th in 1853. John Aston, the original Gomez Adams, born March 30th in 1930. Warren Beatty is 81 this morning. Paul Reiser is 61. British talk show host Piers Morgan is 53. And Samantha Stosur is 34. Very happy birthday, Sam. Got us a few musical artists as well. Big day for great artists, but not a good start to the list, if I'm honest. Human Garbage, Rolf Harris, is 88 years old, which is 88 years too long, if you ask me. Some much better artists. It's Hammer Time. MC Hammer is 56 today. The legendary Tracy Chapman is 54. Celine Dion is turning the big 5-0. Happy birthday, Celine. Nora Jones is 39. But how could I go past a chance to play you out on this guy today? Out to Eric Clapton, widely considered one of the greatest guitarists of all time. Started out playing with the Yardbirds and Cream, not to mention Derek and the Dominoes. Also a hugely successful solo artist. The only ever three-time inductee to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just an absolutely incredible and influential career. He's 73 today. You already know this track I'm laying you out on. It's Layla by Derek and the Dominoes. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.